That's right. It's time to jump the two-hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 12th of January. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1554, the man known as Baenyuang was crowned King of Burma. According to popular history, Baenyuang was born to commoner parents but raised alongside the royal family of Burma due to his mother being a wet nurse to the royal heir apparent. Despite these humble beginnings, he would go on to assemble the largest empire in the history of Southeast Asia, including most of Burma, parts of China, Siam, and more. In 1836, the HMS Beagle, carrying famed naturalist and father of evolutionary theory Charles Darwin, visited Sydney. The Palermo Rising, the first of numerous revolts to take place in 1848, started in Sicily against the Bourbon Kingdom of the Two Sicilies on today's date. The Royal Aeronautical Society, an institution dedicated to the global aerospace community, was formed in London on January 12th in 1866, making it the oldest aeronautical society in the world today. 1908, a long-distance radio message was sent from the Eiffel Tower for the first time. 1915, the United States House of Reps rejected a proposal to require states to give women the right to vote. And in related news, think of this, only 17 years later in 1932, Hattie Carraway became the first woman elected to the United States Senate. So only 17 years later, after this debate around women, whether women should even have the right to vote, Hattie Carraway became the United States' first female senator. Another big first, in 1967, Dr. James Bedford, a University of California psychology professor, became the first person to be cryonically preserved following his death with the intent that he might be resurrected sometime in the future when the technology became possible. Imagine how strange the world would look to him already in 2018 if he woke up today, let alone whenever it might actually happen sometime in the future. January 12th, the Nigerian Civil War ended on today's date in 1970 as Biafra surrendered to Nigeria. 1976, 8-year-old Eloise Warlidge was abducted from her home in Beaumaris, Victoria, in a case that made nationwide headlines here in Australia. Despite a very extensive search and a $10,000 reward, no trace of her was ever found. 1998, on today's date, 19 European nations agreed to forbid the practice of human cloning. In 2005, the very first Australian 2020 cricket match was played at the Wacker between the Western Warriors and the Victorian Bushrangers. It drew a sellout crowd of more than 20,000 people, the first time in nearly 25 years the Wacker had been completely sold out. And finally, in 2010, you might remember this one, an earthquake in Haiti killed over 100,000 people and destroyed much of the capital of Haiti, Port-au-Prince. Some very famous birthdays for you as well this morning. Adolf Hitler's number two, Hermann Göring, was born on this day in 1893. World heavyweight boxing champion Smokin' Joe Frazier was born January 12th in 1944. Actress Kirstie Alley is 67. Famous shock jock Howard Stern is 64. And founder of Amazon.com, very rich man, Jeff Bezos. He's 54 this morning. According to reports just this week, he's worth a cool $135 billion, the richest any person has ever been in all of human history. Probably having a very good birthday this morning, I would imagine. Got some very famous musos for us as well this morning. R&B singer Ruth Brown, born on today's date in 1928. We did hear one of hers earlier, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean. We are going out on someone different today, though. Some other birthdays, Cynthia Robinson, one of the first black female trumpeters in a major American band, Sly and the Family Stone, was born January 12th in 1946. William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys is 79. Metal singer and horror film director Rob Zombie is 53. Sporty Spice, Melanie Chisholm, is 44. Zayn Malik of One Direction is 25, but I'm afraid I'm not going to play you some One Direction this morning. last one going out to a little-known pop star by the name of Chris Bell. Born on this day in 1951, he started his music career co-founding the 1970s power pop group Big Star and did release a couple of very popular singles. Sadly, he was killed in a car accident at the age of only 27 years old. Who knows what he might have become if not for that. Going out on this one, Chris Bell, You and Your Sister, for this day in history on 2SER 107.3.
Fears will soon fade away. Smile now, don't be afraid. All I want to do is to spend some time with you so I can hold you.